This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Australia, Japan, and Singapore have announced strict travel controls on foreigners who have been in China recently over fears of the coronavirus. As Lisa Schlein reports, the World Health Organization is advising against closing borders.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says closing borders will not keep out the virus.
But the only way to control, to check fever, for example, to identify travel history, to try to monitor who's coming across your border and to see whether they have any signs of infection is through official border crossing points.
China is taking draconian measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City, the epicenter of the disease, and 15 other cities have been quarantined, placing an estimated 50 million people under lockdown. Despite these efforts, the virus continues to spread at a rapid pace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Communications Minister Mohammed Alawi was named Prime Minister designate by rival Iraqi faction Saturday after weeks of political deadlock. The choice comes as the country weathers troubled times, including ongoing anti-government protests and the constant threat of being ensnared by U.S.-Iranian tensions. The selection of the 66-year-old Alawi to replace outgoing Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi was the product of many backroom talks over months between rival parties. In Tahrir Square, the epicenter of Iraq's four-month anti-government protest movement, demonstrators rejected Alawi's candidacy. Demonstrators have said they would not accept a candidate chosen by the establishment. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Palestinian